Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, running a small business is hard. Now, this sounds like an ad, but it's not. It's hard to run a small business.
It is.
This guy's having a real problem because people keep stealing his supplies. His supplies of plastic skeleton legs.
Frustrating for this restaurant owner. You can see right here, that is where someone ripped the arm off of this skeleton, and surveillance video from last night shows a woman walk in onto the patio here and pose for a photo in front of the giant skeleton outside the restaurant Wusong Road on Mount Auburn Street. But then she rips the arm off the decoration before running off. It is frustrating for this owner because they've had to deal with other vandalism in the 9 months they've been open here, and he says the costs add up quickly.
Well, what did you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
get a stronger skeleton arm.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, he's not the victim and it sucks. But also, when you've got something goofy like that on a city street where people are drunk on weekends, we can't go through one weekend without somebody breaking the gate to our parking garage, you know, or our parking lot.
Right.
Because people just like to do dumb things when they're drunk.
Yeah,
they
so
like,
don't try.
Especially a skeleton like that. People want to pull pieces off it, climb it, knock it over.
People want to pull pieces off it.
Yeah.
It's true.
There's video proof.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing. If Joe was there, he'd have tried to climb it when he was in his drinking days.
Absolutely, 100%. I would have taken all the bones.
Yeah.
All those bones.
It would have been being dragged down the street behind a bicycle.
Yeah, I once tried to take a napkin holder and the credit card machine from a Papa John's in Carbondale, Illinois, because I thought it'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
The parties you could have had with those two things.
Right. People do goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Give me your credit cards. I'll run them, wink.
People do goofy stuff. Do you know how many times the big boy statue was stolen outside of the Oxford Big Boy when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Like, at least once a year.
As a small business owner, right now, it's pretty frustrating because the upfront costs are very high for things like this, and you hope that they're one-time expenses. Your accountant doesn't want to see 12-foot skeleton multiple times on a line item.
And in that guy's defense, it's hard to run a restaurant without a giant plastic skeleton in front of it.
I mean, if that's what you're known for, I mean...
I don't think it is. I don't think this is...
No.
Like, this is not a, like, I mean, it's...
It doesn't look like a gimmicky restaurant. It looks like a perfectly nice restaurant that just happens to have a big dumb skeleton.
Wait, did they say it was called Bonies? Maybe.
No, I don't know. The Skeletones.
How do you calculate your return on investment from 12-foot tall skeleton?
I would love to know the answer to that question.
Oh, well, last October, we did this amount. This October, hey, we're up 8%.
Hey, let's go eat at Bonies.
Yeah. Gotta be.
So we were hoping that something of an expense like this would be last multiple years.
And the owner's now offering a $100 gift card as a reward, and he's hoping really to send a message that restaurants are still bouncing back from the pandemic and vandalism and theft. Like,
oh, that's a good skeleton,
too. Yeah,
he spent
a lot of money for that.
Digital eyes. Although I think it kind of looks better without one arm.
Kind of
makes it look creepier.
Yeah, somebody just steal a foot.
And vandalism and theft like this only makes the recovery more difficult.
I'll take that head.
We're live
in
Cambridge, John.
So it's harder to recover from the pandemic because the guy lost an arm bone from his skeleton.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but maybe if it's that, if your margins are that narrow, I would skip buying giant skeletons with digital eyes that
I'm
move.
Sure it wasn't cheap.
I'm sure it wasn't, but yeah, maybe get just a big paper one and put it on the inside of the glass.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.